Matthew chapter 7. If you don't have a Bible, I'm pretty sure you have a cell phone. So as a youth pastor, I give you permission to use your cell phone in church as long as you read your Bibles. That's all okay. Matthew chapter 7. In either your YouVersion Bible app on your phone or your Bible that you have with you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell, and great was that fall of it. We read that far. Don't know about you, but from a very young age, I was always very intrigued with building. When I got my first Lego set, I don't know if any of you can relate, but any building blocks, even before that, I got these little wooden building blocks with a wooden trolley that my grandfather had handmade for me. And obviously, as a guy, the first thing I tried to do is build the highest tower I possibly could. And try and keep it standing. And I had a younger brother who did the typical younger brother thing and would like wait around the corner until it was perfect. And he would run up to it and just tap it and it would all come crashing down. And we would grab each other and we would wrestle on the floor. But even then, I loved building things. I could also remember later on in my teenage years, Dad would go to work, and school holidays, we get bored, so we decide to take over the lounge. I don't know if you've done this, but you kind of flop the lounge suite upside down, and you build your house, and you move your whole bedroom into the lounge, and you build your kitchen, and you've got the dining room and everything underneath the lounge suite, or the dining room table. And Dad would come home at 5 o'clock and open the front door, and he can't get it open. And he like peeks in, and he just sees us. Massive construction taking place. Later that night, I would have to wake up, obviously fallen asleep after a long, hard day's work. I would have to wake up and pack it all back so that, you know, life could go on the very next day. But even later in my life, I was always intrigued by building. At seminary, we studied in Cape Town and Somerset West, and they were reconstructing and building on the Strand boardwalk. These massive skyscrapers. And I would often, when we would go to the beach, just go and stand pretty close to the construction site and just see what they're doing. Usually they would come and they would wreck a house and just demolish it. And they would start digging. And I kind of go, well, why are you digging? But then a couple of months later, they come and they start laying the foundation. And I've always been intrigued by this. I'm not sure about you, but I'm just so intrigued by it. And I would often ask my in-laws, my brother-in-law is in the construction industry, how do you make cement and how do you make it really strong? And he's kind of in that field. He's like, well, you insert wire into it and that kind of thing. And while I was preparing for the sermon, I was enthused by the 8 verses. Because if you read Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 24, it's quite daunting. Especially if you've been in church for a very, very long time. and you've been involved in the church, you kind of wonder, oh golly, one day when I die, on Judgment Day, what would God say to me? But what is crucial for all of us is that we read a bit further. God doesn't give us this impossible task without giving us a solution to that task. And he gives it to us from verses 25 onwards, but building your house on the rock. You're probably going, Jan, eternal life, building your house on the rock. Your house is your current life. Your house is your current life. And Jesus, in this text, uses building to reveal to us how we can fulfill the task he's given to us. To know God. How do you know God? Now, like I told you, that I'm very interested in building. But the one thing that I know for sure is when you build, you need to know your builder extremely well. Extremely well. Especially if you're building a really big house. Imagine the guy puts a foundation about 2 centimeters deep into the ground. Those of you who kind of know about building know that you just put a toilet on that foundation and it's going to crack. Probably not, but you know what I'm saying. Your foundation needs to be well built, and then you can build pretty much anything on top of that foundation. And Jesus refers to this. He says we need to build our foundations on rock. What does that mean, Jan? What does it mean? Do I need to like try and build some rock into my life? Something like Mark joked last week that he had a rocking body. He used different terms, but hey, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the deeper stuff in this life. And when you build a house, the deeper you go, the higher you can go. And the wider you go, the fuller you can build that building. It's no point in just building this much if you want to go and build a skyscraper. So what I'm trying to get at is the foundation of your life is crucial. Because Jesus warns us in the Gospel of John that the storms in this life will come. In this text, the one thing that the two stories, the wise man and the foolish man, have in common is the storms of this life will come. They will come. And your foundation needs to be rooted in the right things when those storms arrive. Now for some of us, the storms would be the death of a loved one. I shared with the youth this morning and the other day that when my friend passed away in the beginning of the year, my foundation was tested. I really struggled. I questioned a lot. But the one thing that pulled me through that storm was a solid foundation. A lot of the other friends in the friendship circle, their foundations were a bit shaky, built on money, possessions, and esteem. And they're still struggling. Thanks to a solid foundation of a group of friends around me, the Young Adult Bible study, scripture, a lot of wrestling with God, my foundation was strong enough to help me through that storm. And then I kind of look back on my life. I look back on the foundation that was built by my grandfather and my mother and other people in my life. They were foundation builders. Through my parents' divorce, through the abuse. Those were serious storms. And I look back at those moments and I thank the Lord for the foundation laid in my life. Because I speak to a lot of people who have gone through similar things in life and they're still really disturbed by it. They still really struggle. They struggle to share the good stuff through the trials and the temptations. So your foundation needs to be built well, and a foundation built on Christ, the solid rock will stand. What is that solid rock? Peter confessed it when Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" When your storms in your life come, that question will be asked of you in a very different way. Who do you believe in? What do you stand for? What do you stand upon? Oh, come on, man. Let's try and make this business deal work it's okay, it's not too dodgy. For the younger people, come on, man, let's just push the boundaries a little. Let's try and explore those avenues of life. For those newly married or soon to be married, let us move away from God's will, because it's not always fun. It's not always exciting. Those are the kind of questions we get asked. And Peter was asked the very same question, and his answer was, "You are the Son of the living God." And he could only give that answer out of a place of personal relationship. And so, dear friends, when Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 is kind of spoken, and we find ourselves at judgment day wondering whether we will enter the kingdom of heaven, the most crucial answer to that question is, where is your relationship with God? Is it rock solid? Do you know your builder extremely well? Because if you do, he will build into your life a solid foundation so that when the storms come, when the questions and the temptations come, your faith will stand to the day of judgment. And when you walk through the pearly gates of heaven, Jesus will open those gates and welcome you in by name, because on this earth, you built your life on a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I don't care where you come from in this life, that is the only life that matters. A life built on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. It's the only way you'll get through this life. And some of us are a lot older than what I am over here. You can celebrate that in your 60s, 70s, and 80s, that you know God. That you know God out of a personal relationship. And you can probably testify of the storms in this life that you have journeyed through. And you can testify that, yes, Jesus pulled me through. My relationship with God pulled me through. And with that comes a lot of questions. With those storms come a lot of questions. And it's out of the relationship with God that we sometimes, not all the times, find those answers. So Matthew 7, 21 to 24 can scare the living daylights out of you. You could walk around on this earth always worried, am I going to get into heaven? Oh my goodness me, do I sing the right songs? Do I preach the right sermon? Do I go to church soon enough? Do I? Or you could go through this life focused on your relationship with Jesus Christ, growing in intimacy with God, knowing that he will build into your life a solid foundation that you can journey through this life when the storms come. And when they come, you can say, well, goodness, I didn't expect that, but as long as I have a relationship with God, I know I'll get through this. And Paul speaks about this in his letters to Philippians, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ that strengthens me. The wise builder built his life on Christ, the solid rock. The foolish builder, however, built his life on money, possessions, careers, happy families. Some of those things are good if they're used for God's glory. But if they aren't, the storms of this life will test those things, and they will always fail. You just need to say one word, recession, and people understand. So, dear friends, the one thing I want you to go home with tonight is this. On what are you building, and with who are you building? Is it on Christ, the solid rock, a relationship with God? Or is it your own strength, your own desires, your own will? Because the one thing I can assure you, we will all stand before the Lord and give an account of this life. And I would rather stand before him on a solid foundation the solid foundation of Christ, Christ alone, our cornerstone, then build it on the things of this earth that none of us can take with us. So where are you building? With who are you building? Let us just spend some time reflecting on that question. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that with the massive challenge of Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through to 24, with that massive challenge of, are we going to enter in your kingdom? And would you know us personally? With that massive challenge comes the means to complete it. And so we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would help us tonight to build our lives on the solid rock. Solid relationship with you. So that when the storms of this life come, that we have someone eternal to hold on to. And we are so grateful for that. And so we ask, Lord, that you'll be our cornerstone. And that you would give us the courage by the power of your Holy Spirit to respond to your call of intimacy and relationship. Help us this week to inspect the foundations of our lives and discern whether you've been building there or we. And if we have been building, Lord, that you would enable us to hand over our entire lives to you and allow you to build into our lives a foundation that will stand the test of time. And help us, Lord, help us to assist and guide and help others see that you are the primary foundation builder, that there is no one else like you. So help us to respond to your call of relationship. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.